Türkiye's two presidential candidates are attempting to win over voters ahead of Sunday's runoff. Now, both are appealing to nationalists. Now, third-place candidate Sinan Ugen is out of the race. Opposition candidate Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu has received the backing of the small far-right Victory Party. It supported Ugen in the first round. Let's cross over to Resul Sadr in Ankara, who's following events for us. Now, there's been a great deal of support for the various candidates. So just tell us a little bit more about the main opposition leader who's trying to, you might say, oust President Erdogan.
Well, today, the leader of the Victory Party, which is an ultra-nationalist party in Turkey, it was founded quite a while ago, so it's not one of the old parties in Turkey. So he and the leader of the opposition, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, today, they had a joint presser. And so Kılıçdaroğlu has said, you know, for the benefit of the country, they had to build an alliance. But it was the Ümit Özdağ who has spoken mostly. So he said that they have agreed on a document. The first the item in that document is that the Turkishness remains as the backbone of the constitution in the country. And the second item that they have agreed on, that 13 million refugees will be sent back to their countries within a year. However, the statistics in Turkey do not back this figure. So according to official figures in Turkey, there are 3.8 million refugees. But he has been claiming that the official figures do not reflect the reality. He says that there are at least 13 million refugees living in Turkey. And the other one was that particularly in the eastern provinces, where the Kurdish, the Kurds make up the majority of the population, if any of the authority there is related to the PKK, a Kurdish armed group that is outlawed in Turkey, so they will be sacked, and instead of them, the trustees are going to be appointed. So he said that if he called on the Turkish public and said that if you do not want your country to turn into a refugeestan, and if you want your women, daughters, wives to be able to safely walk on the streets, so come up and support us. So he's implying that the refugees are harassing on women, and he's implying that now the refugees are going to take over demographically and so on. So this has been his main rhetoric since 2 years, that he has been focusing on the threat of the refugees. He believes that the refugees are posing a threat to the national security. And now, Ümit Özdağ, the leader of the far-right Victory Party, ultra-nationalist Victory Party, is now in alliance with the Table of Six, which is the coalition of the opposition, six opposition parties competing against President Erdogan.
So, Resul, will these statements really impact on the electorate? Are they listening carefully, and do they really care?
Well, for now, it's quite difficult to predict which kind of impact it will have on the results. However, there will be a couple of factors in play here. First, as his party is quite new, it's not clear whether he will be able to mobilize his voters in favor of Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the opposition's presidential candidate, because the loyalty of his voters has not been tested yet. So that question still remains, if he will be able to convince his supporters to vote for Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Another issue here is that after this agreement, what will be the reaction of the Kurdish voters in the Kurdish majority cities in eastern Turkey? Because so one of the Kurdish Green Left Party has been supporting Mr. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, and now this ultra-nationalist party being in the same alliance, we do not know what's going to be their reaction. Just yesterday, we have seen that one of the MPs of the Kurdish party has said that not going to the polls remains as an option. And many people in Turkey has received that as a threat, because simply the Victory Party is promising that even if they are elected, they're going to be sacked, and instead of them, the trustees are going to be appointed. One of the other important things is that, so the Table of Six, the opposition is an alliance, and many of the parties do not like this kind of approach. We have seen that after the first round of the election, the nationalism is on rise. And Mr. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the soft-spoken Democrat, Mr. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, has changed his narrative. And we have seen that he went with the more nationalistic tone and focusing more and more on the threats that are coming from the refugees. So many of the parties in his alliance are not happy with this nationalist tone. And now, with Victory Party being in the alliance, it's not clear whether Mr. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is going to be able to keep the unity of the alliance on or not. However, many of these questions are going to be answered in the runoff on May 28.
Russell Sutter, thank you.